Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of March 2020. Delhi High Court has held that senior citizens who seek eviction of their sons or legal heirs from their property need not necessarily have to show that they need maintenance or that they have been ill-treated by their heirs. Karnataka High Court has asked the state government to urgently look into the issue of lack of food security to daily wage workers, migrant workers and homeless persons during the 21 days lockdown period. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has announced a 75 basis points cut in repo rates, 90 basis points cut to 4% in reverse repo rate as a measure to counter the economic slowdown caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Reserve Bank of India has announced that all commercial banks and non-banking financial companies are permitted to allow 3-month moratorium on the payment of installments of term loans outstanding as on the 1st of March, 2020. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced a 1.7 lakh crore rupee package focused on emergency cash transfers into bank accounts of the poor, along with providing free food grains, pulses and cooking gas for 3 months in a bid to cushion them from the impact of the coronavirus lockdown and economic disruption caused by the disease. Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a fresh set of guidelines to exempt e-commerce platforms engaged in the delivery of all essential goods including food, pharmaceuticals, medical equipment, making them operational during the 21-day nationwide lockdown. Supreme Court has issued a circular stating that the Apex Court shall continue to hear matters involving extreme urgency during the nationwide lockdown. The circular further seeks to clarify steps for conducting video conference hearings as laid down in its earlier notification, released on the 23rd of March, 2020. Delhi High Court has asked the Central Pollution Control Board to reconsider its decision against Public Works Department, Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi, observing that an order imposing environmental costs cannot be passed without giving prior notice to the alleged violator. Delhi High Court has directed All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, to start treatment for an 18-month-old girl suffering from a rare disease called Gaucher, immediately and free of charge. Bombay High Court, Nagpur Bench, has directed the state government to take necessary steps for the creation and operation of viral research and diagnostic laboratories facilities for testing of COVID-19 within 2 weeks, at places like Yavatmal, Gadchiroli, and Chandrapur, where confirmed cases of COVID-19 have been found. Bombay High Court has fined a petitioner 25,000 rupees for failing to adhere to the directions issued by the court in light of the outbreak of the pandemic of coronavirus, asking advocates to only mention matters that were extremely urgent in nature. Bombay High Court has passed an order extending the life of all interim orders passed by courts in the state until the 30th of April, 2020. In view of the pan-India lockdown prompted by the spread of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. Allahabad High Court has extended all interim orders passed by it and by the court's subordinate to it, which expired subsequent to the 19th of March, 2020 till the 26th of April, 2020. Madras High Court has extended the life of all the interim orders passed by it that were subsisting as on the 20th of March, 2020, till the 30th of April, 2020, in the wake of the complete lockdown in the entire nation. Andhra Pradesh High Court has directed the central and state governments to ensure that all the doctors, nurses, ward boys and paramedical staff have necessary personal protective equipment like N95 masks, sterile medical gloves, starch apparels, personal protection equipment. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the authorities of the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir as well as Ladakh to enforce their notifications, instructions, orders regarding all disclosures including the travel history, quarantining and isolation stringently and take steps against people concealing the same. Gujarat High Court has dismissed a writ petition which challenged the right of the Bar Council of India and Bar Council of Gujarat to levy as well as increase the fee for enrollment of advocates and issuance of certificate of practices, stipulated under the Advocates Act, 1961 and Bar Council of India Rules, 1975. Calcutta High Court has held that Principal Additional Director General, Directorate General of Goods and Services Tax Intelligence, DGGI, and Additional Director General, DGGI are competent to pass orders under Section 83 of the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. The court further stated that the authorities undertaking provisional attachment beyond 1 year without informing the bank is contrary to the law. Securities and Exchange Board of India has relaxed annual general meeting, AGM, rules for the top 100 listed companies and allowed an extra month till the 30th of September, 2020 to hold their annual general meetings for the fiscal year 2019 to 2020, ending on the 31st of March, 2020.